From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to JPR Live Sessions. My guest today is someone who has been here a few times before, and we're thrilled to have her back. She's going to play some new music from a forthcoming record due out in the spring. It's none other than Anna Tivel. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Thanks, Eric.
It's good to see you. Also, happy birthday.
Thank you.
There is a new record. It is called The Question. Mm-hmm. Is there a specific question behind the title?
A lot of questions. I think there's one song, the first song on the record is called The Question, and it's kind of, I think, the thread that maybe ties all the songs together is this idea that maybe there's no answer that you're ever going to get to. It's just maybe the searching and all the questions and the floundering and the scraping by that is the thing that matters the most.
Those seem to be all of the topics that comprise your songs.
Yeah.
Right? The watching and the listening and the getting by.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I would love to hear a tune. We'll talk more about this new record, this new collection of songs, which does not seem to be all that long after your last record.
Yeah.
You're just a little over a year. What do you want to do first for us today?
I'm going to do a song called Shadowland. This is a tune that started out as a poem. And I came to see the flower stand, the vegetables, the cigarettes, the subway station bucket man, the headphones and the heat. And I thought that I might try again, the living and the breathing, but the living and the breathing don't come easy. Just hanging by a hinge, and now I guess I'm something else, a raven on an overpass, a wanderer, a silver ghost, a beacon.
Pretty.
Thanks.
That is Anna Tivell playing live for us today here on Jefferson Public Radio. The upcoming record will be called The Question, due out in April, if I have read correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sticking with the same group of folks to release your records, Fluff and Gravy?
Yeah.
Portland-based label?
Yeah.
The last time you were here, we talked about how you had just moved into a new place. We're kind of making it home, trying to find a cozy spot to be when you're not couch surfing and driving.
Mm-hmm.
How has that changed over the last year since we've seen you? Does it feel like a home now, finally?
Yeah, it does. It's funny because yesterday I just moved into the garage of the place. So... yes, it does feel like home, though, and Portland always, I don't know, there's something about Portland that always draws me back, and it's such a good place to tour out of and to come home to, and just a really friendly artistic community there, I think.
It's a common story that I have heard with artists moving into the garages of the places that they own or where they live, because you realize you don't need all that space when you're barely there.
Yeah, you're barely there, and I don't, yeah, it just works better, I think. What are you gonna do with all that?
What else has changed for you in the interim since we've seen you last? I saw your name pop up on a David Berkley record.
Yeah, oh, I love David Berkley. Yeah, I did that at home. He just sent me a beautiful track that he wrote for his kids. Just kind of, I think it's just been kind of a hard year and a beautiful year in a lot of ways. If people, it's just hard out there, especially right now. And I think songwriters and people seem to be finding ways to work it out and to hold on to each other.
Does that stuff, national tension, work its way into music directly or indirectly?
I think both. I think that I write a lot of terrible, angry songs that don't ever get played, you know? I'm just like, oh, that song was just like needed to come out, but it really was more of like a journal entry.
Is that when you turn on the distortion pedal? Just go?
I wish I had
you
one.
Just let it all
I
out.
I should get one, yeah. Yeah.
It's cathartic?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but definitely not helpful, you know? I think there's like, you know, there's songs about what's going on that are healing or helpful or anything but just restating the ugly.
Yeah, there's enough of it elsewhere.
I've been trying to do a little less of that and find other ways, but I don't know if it's working.
Anna Tivell is my guest today live on Jefferson Public Radio. The upcoming record will be called The Question. That'll be on Fluff and Gravy Records.
Mm-hmm.
We've got another tune that's coming from the new record that you're going to play for us on the radio?
Yeah.
What's next?
I will play... Well, actually, I'll play the... There's one single that's out from the new record, and I'll play that tune.
It's got a little bit of publicity, as I recall.
Yeah, it had some really lucky, kind words. And this one's definitely, you know, came directly from the shape of the world. This one's called Fence Line.
Alone in the dark at the edge of the border, a coyote called in the moon from the sky. Bright shining eye of a circling vulture in holes in the old fence line. And traveling far from the land of my father, the red cactus flower and the weight of a crime, the faraway barking of dogs by the water and holes in the old fence line. And oh, angels look away, unbar the pearly gate, unblock. Down here at the border, The dogs are getting close.
Wow, that's quite the song.
Thank you.
Do you remember what first struck you to start writing that one? Was there an image or something that you had read that prompted the kernel?
Yeah, totally. I was listening to the radio and there was an interview with a border guard, and he said he was in charge of this 2-mile stretch of like rickety fence line, and he said every morning he would walk along it and he would find wire cutters and holes. And it was a really amazing interview. He told a bunch of stories about people that he met and that he picked up and that he had to send back, and just kind of portrayed everybody as individuals, no matter whether they could come in or couldn't come in. He just really shone a light on that. That's not like a group of people that are all the same.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
You know, for the last quite a number of years, critical response to your music has been overwhelmingly positive, which has got to feel good. This song got reviewed and posted by none other than Rolling Stone, which is an amazing placement.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Can you feel the buzz that's generated by that kind of recognition of your work, or does it take a while before it finally filters back to you?
I can feel it for sure. I mean, it feels really good, and I think it has a lot to do with kind of building a community and working with other people. I made this record with these really amazing group of musicians out in Wisconsin in Eau Claire, and I just feel like it was stretching into this new zone of musicality that, and I'm really excited about it for that reason. So everything kind of happens to all of us that made it together. Mm. I don't know.
You had made your last record in Portland, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why go to Wisconsin?
I just met this great guy named Shane Leonard, and he's a drummer out in Eau Claire, and he works a lot with this engineer named Brian Joseph out there, and they're just these mad scientist, wonderful, big-hearted musicians. And I don't know, I just asked, and they said, yeah, come on over. And And it was a very freeing recording experience. We all just kind of played and played until they felt alive and tried to not play them too much, you know, just let them kind of breathe and be flawed. And I love that.
Is there something tangible that we'll notice that is different on the upcoming record, or?
I think just instrumentation, yeah, for sure. There's some like distorted keys, sounds, and just things that are a kind of grit that I always crave that I can't always make with my own little throat, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Do you have people helping on vocals as well? Or is it just you?
Jeffrey Martin sings some harmonies.
Yeah. It's a familiar name.
Mm-hmm.
Shows up on a lot of your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
One other project I wanted to ask you about before I let you go today is a side project that you have done for a while now, the last couple of years, of writing and sending out poetry.
Yeah.
Is it like a listserv that people can sign up for and they'll get material from you when you have it ready?
Yeah, it's just an email list thing, and you can sign up at shows or on my website, and I just do one a month, and it's been a really fun way. Sometimes it's like half-done song lyrics, mm-hmm, or sometimes it's kind of a more poem form thing, and I don't know anything about poetry, but I flippin' love words, and and I write a lot of just on scraps of paper and stuff, and so it's been a really fun way to kind of communicate with people.
I think there'd be a lot of critics out there that say you do know a fair bit about poetry through your records. Have any of those that you have sent out come back into the fold and become full-fledged songs?
Mm-hmm, yeah,
really?
Yeah.
So it's sort of a public or woodshedding process.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty neat. How many do you think you've done?
30 or 40. I guess it's been a couple years now of a monthly poem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's become a way to connect with folks, but also a way to maybe generate some additional ideas for your own work.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it's been really fun.
I'm really looking forward to hearing the full-length record. I hope we get one early as
absolutely
you can muster.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great to see you again.
Yeah, you too. Thank you, Eric.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
Anna Tivel is my guest today live on Jefferson Public Radio. The upcoming record will be out in April, mid-April, called The Question. You got one more for us?
Sure.
What do you want to wrap up with?
I'll do a tune from the last record. This one is called Illinois. Underneath the heavy sky, the highway shines. A razor blade cutting down to bone. Nothing left to do but hold the wheel and drive. The dark of night, the dim light on the road. All the way from Illinois, 1,000 miles of waiting for a gentle touch, a kind believing word. All the way from Illinois, and not one to be heard. And tell me all the ways to make a day go by in an airplane high above the earth, or standing in the kitchen in an awful fight, the brightly colored blood of ugly words. All the way from Illinois, a box of clothes, a can of oil, the promise of a place to settle down. All the way from Illinois, and not one to be found. And nothing hurts like crying on a long drive home. Nothing's worse than hiding in the dark alone from the beauty.
of a dangerous love. A shattered glass photograph of a broken heart, a crack along the windshield of the world, the shape of something running in the untamed dark, the howling out of freedom and of hurt. Just what is love? All the way from Illinois, and turns out nothing was.
I love listening to you play and sing.
Thank you.
It always just sounds so intimate, like a good friend sitting next to you on the couch sharing stories. Anna Tivel is my guest live today here on Jefferson Public Radio. Information about her, her music, and info on that upcoming record, The Question, can be found at her website, annatyvel.com. So good to see you. Thanks for coming by.
You
You're welcome
too.
Back anytime.
Thank you for having me.